So earlier this month, the Hawks made several arrests linked to the badly abused asbestos project in the Free State. Amongst those arrested is high-flying businessman Edwin Soddy. So now Daily Maverick Scorpio is showing us how the money meant to be spent on that project was used to bankroll a portfolio of luxury assets. Peter Louis Myberg, investigative journalist at Daily Maverick for Scorpio, joining us now. Thanks, Peter, for your time. The Ferraris, the Bentleys, the Mercs, the mansions, you followed the money. Where did it all go?
Good afternoon, Manny. Afternoon to your listeners. So unfortunately, the money largely seems to have gone towards luxury assets and not towards a project that would have ended in the eradication of asbestos roofs in the Free State. This round of investigation, you know, much has been made of the extensive list of cars and houses and other properties that Mr. Edwin Soddy, one of the asbestos accused, had accumulated. You know, this has already been confiscated or seized by the state. But there is another portion of the money that trickled into a subcontractor, Master Trade 232, which also largely bankrolled, you know, a series of very flashy cars and a property in Gauteng for its owner, Mr. Sadara Debe, who's also been charged. But these assets have not yet been seized by the state. So it sheds light on a different batch of Ferraris, a Bentley, a Mercedes-Benz vehicle, and a property that was acquired with the Free State Asbestos Fund.
And then at the other end of the spectrum, of course, you've got all the people who are supposed to benefit from the project who are still living with asbestos roofs, and they didn't receive the benefits of this project, right?
Yeah, that does remain the most shocking aspect of this development or this story, man, is that a amount of 250 million rand was spent by the Free State Department of Human Settlements, you know, but it ended up being flushed through the series of accounts, you know, all these private business people and the companies, and very little of it went towards the actual audit. So, you know, we stand at a point where, you know, almost a quarter of a billion rand was spent by one of our sort of more cash-strapped provinces, but not a single asbestos roof has been removed. You know, we've got to remember that this was for a very expensive audit, essentially a roof counting exercise. We didn't even include the phase of the project where the roofs would be actually removed. So a large amount of money for very little to show for it, unfortunately.
Peter Louis, just briefly, are you anticipating more arrests, more assets to be seized in light of this?
Yeah, look, I do understand that the asset forfeiture unit, for one, now, their work is continuing, so I would expect that hopefully, you know, some of these ill-gotten gains would be seized. But on the, you know, on the investigation side, in terms of the officials who okayed or signed off on this deal, you know, one would also expect that, you know, the Hawks are doing further investigations into other officials. So I think there's a pretty good chance at this stage that other people might be apprehended.
Peter Louis Myberg, investigative journalist at Daily Maverick, Scorpio, who's written this article. Very interesting to go read about the Ferraris, the Bentleys, the Mercs, the mansions. It's what happens when you do journalism and follow the money and see where the money that should have gone to this asbestos project actually landed up funding this lifestyle, this luxury assets portfolio. Really is so shocking and just so, so heartbreaking.